Charles Spurgeon has a sermon on this text. He says near the end, he said, "You must joyfully take Christ or die in your sins. Why should you not take him? Is this some bitter medicine I'm pressing on you? And are you like a child who must be coaxed into taking what is good for you? Why should you need persuading? Do you secretly hope there may be some other way of salvation? You are greatly deceived if you do, for the Son of God would not have died to save if it could have been done in any other way. Are you trying to find any reasons why you should not come to Christ? Well, that is just ruinous to yourself. Few people in this life hunt up arguments against themselves. Why would you do that? Would you turn advocate for the devil against yourself? Will you urge arguments to seal your own condemnation? When Jesus Christ says in verse 6, 'Let him that is athirst, whoever he is, come,' will you stand in your own way and block up your own path to life? Will you give God the lie for the sake of destroying your own soul? Oh, I say to you, it's the wisest thing to say to him, 'I am an undeserving, hell-deserving sinner, but if God is infinite in mercy, why should he not save me as well as anyone else?' He declares that if I trust in his Son, he will pardon me. 'Lord, receive me, for I receive thy Son. I've been trying to save myself all these years and waiting until I felt something or did something in and of myself. But now, Lord, though I neither see nor feel anything but my lost estate, I do believe that Jesus can save me, and I trust in him alone.'" Cast yourself upon.